Hello, welcome along to Proper Sport Does WWE Episode 7. Tom Maguire with you, and joined alongside me is our resident wrestling expert. It's the good old Richard Shaw Wright. Hello.
Well, I wouldn't call myself an expert because I've only just discovered that Maria Kanellis' real name is not Maria.
Really?
Yeah, it's Mary, apparently. That's according to Wikipedia, which would never lie to us.
No, never would. It would never lie. But to be fair, I do say experts with air quotes.
Well, exactly. They can't see that, though. That's it. They can't see it.
That's fair. Right, anyway. Proper Sport Does WWE. What we do is we chat about what's been happening in the world of wrestling this week. And we're doing it on a Friday for the first time. And to be fair, that kind of worked pretty well because we could talk about Raw and SmackDown, which has happened this week.
Yes.
I want to kick things off absolutely with the top story of the week. Now, Cena and Reigns had their lovely little promo, Kayfabe is dead shoot.
Even though it was all scripted.
It was scripted.
The bit where he forgot what he was saying.
Overall, I thought that was arguably one of the best sort of head-to-head things that I've seen in quite a little while.
It shows you just how good John Cena is. And we forget that at times. He's not the greatest wrestler he's ever been. Of course he's not, but he's very good. He has good matches with good people. But what he also is a great talker. And he was a great talker. And he completely outshone Roman Reigns in that segment. And everyone goes afterwards thinking, yeah, John Cena was quite good there. And he was telling the truth and everything. And that's what people like. And we like John Cena. And you can't see him, but you can see him on Raw now.
Yeah,
she's good. I really enjoyed it. I have to say, having heard what about it, I skipped straight to that bit and watched that before watching anything else this week. And I recommend if you haven't watched anything else this week, just do that, and probably that's all you need to watch.
YouTube clip. It is like 5 minutes of your time if you want to watch it on YouTube now. I thought it was brilliant. I thought Roman actually was quite strong in his some of his speeches.
I like the fact that I just stood there.
Yeah, I don't know about anyone else, but I love reading YouTube comments and just people who like picked up on Kurt Angle. Kurt Angle's face is everyone's in this rate. But I thought it was brilliant. I thought it actually pumped a little bit of energy into a rivalry that I don't really give two tosses about. Yeah, I don't really particularly care for it, but
I'm not too bothered about watching the match.
No, neither am I.
I enjoyed that.
Just like the idea of throwing shade. But Triple H has come out, and I believe it's WWE on ESPN have tweeted about this. Yeah. Triple H has come out and said about why would we turn Roman heel? Because the fans that hate him now will love him, and the fans that love him now will hate him. There is no point. And it's the same thing with Cena, really. So it is Cena version 2, and then John alludes to that. And I do like the sort of the reality aspect of it. You saw a bit more of that with CM Punk, for instance, and things like that. But overall, I thought they got more right in that than they did wrong. And I think I'm looking forward to it, actually. I am actually very much looking forward to that.
Yeah, well, no mercies that we've got coming up now because there's a billion different pay-per-views.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. There's lots of interesting things. We've obviously got the coming up this week. Miz versus Jeff Hardy, which seems to have come out of nowhere.
I mean, the fact that Big Show still is touted as the favourite of a battle royal still annoys me.
He's big, isn't
it? Yeah, because he's big. Oh, he's the favourite. He's always the favourite. Well, why has he never won one? I think that'll be a good match. I thought overall it was very good. I liked the club moment. The club moment was very good. I think if they were to ever consider turning Finn heel, they might be good to do something well with Carl Anderson and Luke Gallows. And then, of course, we've got Paul Heyman.
Yes.
Talking about Braun Strowman.
There were some other good bits on
Brock versus Braun.
Yep.
I can't wait.
It's going to be crazy, isn't it?
Two big old men. Yeah. Vince McMahon's wet orgy.
Two big men having a fight.
Yeah.
I also enjoyed Elias Samson and Pelvis Wesley. Did you not see that bit?
I did see that.
Yeah. I watched my first bit of Southport Regional Wrestling on YouTube this week, which was the introduction of their first ever female wrestler, which I thought was very, very funny. I think Johnson's actually quite good on that as well. If you've not seen any of them, they're all right.
They're all available online, I think.
For WWE levels of comedy, which, as we know, after, what was it? Fashion Files was good. But then they've kept doing it over and over and over. So now it's not good anymore. You know, it's a bit rubbish now, isn't it? But I quite enjoyed it, and I thought it's Jericho. Jericho's the interviewer.
Yeah,
he was very funny as well. So I'm trying to show Tom the clip, but unfortunately, you have to watch an ad on YouTube. It's gone on forever. I don't want to buy a new mobile phone. I've already got one. And the main event of Raw was good as well.
Well, I mean, looking
at Alexa Bliss is the champion again.
Which is very good. I think her theme's great. I think she shouldn't have lost it. I don't know what I don't know. I genuinely don't understand the hot potato regardless of it.
Well, she lost, didn't she? Because they had to... Because Bayley was out of it, they had to bring somebody else in.
Yeah. So, fair enough. All right, well...
Natalya looks good as an 80s female wrestler as well. So
now, I've watched a little bit about Southpaw, but I'd like to watch it properly online, but it looks... I don't know, I like the graininess of it. And if you say for WWE comedy, it's quite good.
It's good. It's good. It's all right.
Right.
All right, I've gone from it's good to it's all right. But basically, Chris Jericho sleazing on Natalya is quite funny. In character, not as himself.
There's a couple of things I want to mention really quickly about Raw as well. Obviously, yeah, Enzo Amore now part of the Cruiserweight division.
Yeah.
Is that a good move for him or not?
I don't know. The crowd like him, don't they? And that might help the rest of the stars of 205 Live, which I haven't watched for ages because there's too much stuff on to watch. But I don't think I would watch Enzo Amore because I'm not a bona fide G nor a certified stud. But yeah. I have got his Christmas jumper ready because it was cheap in the WWE Euroshop sale. So I'll be wearing that at Christmas.
Fair enough.
Look forward to that.
Fair enough. So Enzo in the Cruiserweight division. We await to see how that will either flop or succeed. And might be a little bit of a different subject, to be fair. But obviously, Mickey James versus Emma, the main talking point. WWE themes. Now, they're changing. Baron Corbin changed his. Emma, who I loved Emma's theme, is now different.
Yeah. Well...
Why change something when it's not broken?
I have to admit, I must have fast-forwarded the bit where she came out because I can't remember her music changing.
It's not that memorable either, do you know what I mean?
Well, it's just generic music, isn't it? There's a lot of them have, but... Because the only people who don't have generic music are like Bobby Roode and his song, Bobby Roode's song, as it's known.
Okay, so that was a side note actually, and then we've also got we'll come on to Nia properly turning on her friend in a second, but obviously we've got Jeff Hardy and the Miz and all that. But over on the tag team side of things, and Dean and Seth, Cesaro and Sheamus, actually a pretty decent package, and I thought it wasn't going to be, but it is decent. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, we'll see what the rematch brings and. Who their next challengers are. I wonder with the Jeff Hardy thing, is he going to win the Intercontinental title?
No, because it's got to be Pitt for Jess and Jordan, surely.
No, but if he wins the Intercontinental title, then Matt Hardy gets broken. And does his stuff.
I don't know. Are you pulling the trigger too early on that?
But the thing is, with the Hardys, they're always going to have a short shelf life as a nostalgia act, aren't they? Because that's what they were.
Yeah.
Like when the Dudleys came back.
Oh, yeah.
So you've got to do something with them. And that's the obvious thing to do with them. I don't know.
Well, we'll see. I wait to see how they turn them, if they do turn them into broken. But
and then Nia Jax broke Alexa Bliss.
With the sort of Batista turning on Randy Orton. No, sorry. It was the Evolution as a whole turning
after
on Randy
Orton. Won the WWE
who, if you
title,
didn't see that coming, you're not a wrestling fan at the moment.
When he became the youngest ever WWE champion, beating someone no one talks about anymore at SummerSlam, whatever it was. 2002? Yeah, and he... Four, of course he was. And, it was the same thing, wasn't it? But not quite as... not quite
impactful.
No, that's the word. I don't like to use the word impact.
Do you think that it's the right move? Is it too early? What do you think about this?
But who's the face?
Exactly.
because Alexa's very, very good. As I said before, her facials are brilliant.
She's got the best expressions.
She's got the best eyes in the business.
Well, she's got the best expressions in the business at the moment.
The second best eyes are Nia Jax's eyes, because she's got very expressive eyes as well.
Her entrance is all you see. She's not like most girls, Richard.
She's not like most girls. although she's never been out on a night out in Leeds. But there you go. One for our listeners there. So it'd be interesting to see where it goes. She's not ready to be champion, though.
Do you think?
I
think if you book it right, which they won't, you've got Nia as champion, let me run you through my idea. Yeah, right. Nia as champion for now, all the way until Mania, unbeaten, and by that point, Asuka might be back. Two unbeaten records, sort of, so to speak.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go. That's a main. That's a WrestleMania event. It could be a main event at a smaller pay per view as well. I think that'd be great, and I'd like to see Asuka. All the best to Asuka. You know, whatever's happened, I'm not overly sure. We're going to talk about the Mae Young Classic next Monday because we're going to actually watch it and sit down and truly watch it. I'm really looking forward to it. Actually, I can't wait to see the greatest of elbows drops from. I don't remember her name. I'm so sorry. Was it Carrie Cerny or something like that?
Yes.
Doesn't matter.
I can't do the pronunciation.
So I'm looking forward to watching that. Elsewhere, SmackDown-wise, Shelton Benjamin's back.
Yeah.
He's teamed up with Chad Gable.
Yeah.
Shelton Benjamin, for a man who...
But he's obviously going to turn him because you can tell. Actually.
How old is Shelton Benjamin?
40-odd.
He's 42. For a man who's 42, God damn, does he look good.
He does. But he's obviously going to turn him at some point.
Do you reckon?
Yeah. For the Ascension.
I feel sorry for him. And that's why I don't want the Authors of Pain to come up.
No.
I really don't.
No, but they're better than the Ascension. The Ascension were never any good.
What?
Really good.
I'm not having that. No. And NXT, they were great.
Yeah, but only because they were just beating people up for 5 minutes and that was it.
What is essentially wrestling, Richard?
Yeah, but they're still rubbish.
Ziggler's obviously got his heel dynamic of just having a go at everything. Now, people are praising him.
Yeah.
I'm finding it boring. Yeah. Even as a face, he was doing a similar thing. It's just not... It's not interesting.
And it didn't look like he impressed generic WWE backstage interviewer.
Yeah.
In that segment either.
KO and AJ Styles still.
I don't
want to
see Kevin Owens versus Shane McMahon.
No.
I don't want to see it.
No.
Although a big Aiden English fan this year on Proper Sport Dush WWE.
You might be, I'm not.
I am, yeah. I like the vaudevillains. They were great.
Obviously, we've already talked a little bit about the Breezango.
Yeah, Bobby did his song.
Yeah, Bobby Roode, looking fabulous.
Glorious.
Sorry, my apologies, of course. But the thing is as well, coming back to YouTube comments,
yes.
It's so true, though. Ric Flair plus Triple H equals Bobby Roode now. And Rick Roode,
that's
to be fair.
Yeah, yeah.
And I like that, but I think he needs to be booked well, and I'm not sure he won't be. And Sami Zayn losing to Aiden English, though. That was ridiculous. Even if KO got involved.
And then next week we've got wacky tag team partners who can't get along battle for the number one contendership as Shinsuke Nakamura takes on Randy Orton. Do you know what we need to talk about? Because we're running out of time. Is where we went last week.
Oh, yeah.
We went to see some wrestling.
Yeah, we went to see some indie wrestling. It was good. I really enjoyed it, actually. Yeah. Shall I say the company or not? I don't know.
Yeah.
We went and watched it.
I don't think there's much else we can say about SmackDown, is there?
No. But, I mean, obviously, like we say, Mae Young tournament. We're going to watch it. And we'll talk about that on Monday. But regarding WCPW.
Stacked
2017. So I really enjoyed it. I really did. I think the Prestige are pretty decent. Joe Hendry's got
a
great
music,
talker.
Don't you?
Oh, I think it's the best theme in wrestling at the moment, Richard.
Yeah.
It's good. I thoroughly enjoyed it. So if you get a chance, go and watch some WCPW, I guess. Honestly, the queue was round two corners. It was brilliant.
I liked Hiromu Takahashi's cat, Daryl. I like that.
Will Ospreay proving how sick he is. He's really cool. And Rey Mysterio.
Yeah.
Looking awesome.
He was.
He looks in better shape now than he has for a few years, I think.
I tell you what was the because I've not watched a lot of non WWE stuff for a long time because there's so much WWE stuff to watch,
almost too much.
There's not enough time to watch everything else. I would like to watch everything else, but I've got other interests as well. You can't just like one thing. Hey, Marty Scurll, he's great, isn't he? He's not that bloke who was on TNA British Bootcamp and didn't win. the thing that got me was, and I thought they were great. War Machine.
Yeah, they were very good.
These big fellas jumping around and bashing people.
Yeah.
They were great. We know I like tag teams, so I enjoyed it. If you've not seen it, you know, two thumbs up, go have a look for it.
I would definitely give it two thumbs up, to be fair. It's on Fight TV or whatever, but
it's probably better to watch it sat down somewhere rather than stood up next to some idiots.
I'm gonna say it. Don't chant Chris Benoit. A wrestling show where he is not associated with them.
You're not edgy
in any way, and it's not funny. It ruins and it's disrespectful. This is what the security guard person said to him, and I said,
and he got some stickers on. It's like,
he's doing his job. Leave him to it. It's ridiculous. And so it got to a point where this guy clearly had a few beers. I was getting annoyed because I was just stood next to them, And he was saying, oh, they're doing the security guy was going, look, they're doing their jobs. And I went, and this fella's doing his, so mate, just leave it. And the guy was like, sorry, or whatever. And then carried on with his night. Just don't do it. It's not needed. Focus on the wrestling. And to be fair, it was great. BC Gunn, arguably one of the best, most heel things I've seen in person, going up to a guy and swearing directly in his face and calling him all sorts of unbroadcastable language. But yeah, WCPW, I should say. Very fun. Quickly, Richard, your match of the week. Before we carry on, sorry.
Yes.
So last week we talked about women characters in wrestling. We're going to talk about that post our watching of the Mae Young thing, because I think it'll fit quite well.
Basically, they're either bitches or they're naive.
Well, I disagree with that, but we'll have a little bit of an argument about that Monday.
With some shades
Monday on Proper Sport. But match of the week. Well, from Richard Chalwright.
We should do a women's match, shouldn't we? Because we're talking Mae Young Classic next week. It's a short one as well. It's only 10 minutes long. So head to the network. Survivor Series 95, which I actually really enjoy as a whole. I won the video in a local newspaper competition. So I watched it a lot of times in the 90s. But the whole card, I really enjoy. The main event's great, Bret Hart versus Diesel. But there's an all-women's match on there, which features lots of great Japanese talent who would never have been seen at this level in, you know, WWF at the time. Despite the fact, you know, women's wrestling was pretty much at that point Alundra Blaze and Bertha Faye. But it's really worth searching out for. It's about a 10-minute match. It's not the best ever work, of course, because you have to go back and watch All Japan Women and stuff from the early 90s. But it's just weird seeing it in that setting and Vince McMahon trying to pretend he knows, like, what's going on. But so go back and watch that. Bertha Faye's team versus Alundra Blaze's team from Survivor Series 95.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I will... I'm looking forward to watching that. I think Richard's phone's not going. We're literally going to have to go. Thank you ever so much for listening. Like I say, Mae Young, Monday, talking about also female characters in wrestling, all sorts of that. But if you like our podcast and you want to chat a little bit more with us or get involved or want us to talk about anything, at Proper Sport is where you can tweet us and subscribe to us on iTunes, wherever you want to do. And if you don't, it's not the end of the world. We'll live. You know, we'll get on with our lives. But whatever you get up to this weekend, have yourself a lovely weekend. Richard, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
Right, and we'll see you soon.
Keep wrestling.
Keep wrestling, everyone.
But don't, because don't try this at home.
Don't try this at home. Bye, everyone.